To kind that you are compelled to eat one kind of food. Zoe Harcombe's got some top advice for you next after Whitney. Whether you've made any New Year's resolutions, maybe you don't want to put that kind of pressure on yourself. However, you might be feeling that you might want to start eating a little bit more healthily, taking some exercise, but you feel like food controls you. Well, don't worry, my next guest wants to help. She's written a book called The Harcombe Diet. She's a professional nutritional expert and author of other books, Why Do You Overeat? And The Harcombe Diet. And she's here to tell us all about it. It is Zoe Harcombe. Hello.
Hello. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming on the programme. Now, you've suffered yourself with food cravings over the years. Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you said those words, you know, you feel that food is controlling you. It's like, oh, gosh, it's taken me back 20 years.
Oh,
I was anorexic as a teenager. And then developed compulsive overeating, bulimia, as we now know it, sort of during my late teens, early 20s. And I've written extensively about food addiction. It is horrific. I mean, people who feel addicted to food at the moment listening to the programme will know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, biscuits talk to you, muffins talk to you. Interestingly, salmon doesn't talk to you. And, you know, that was the start of my journey to find out why is it that we crave quite particular things and not other things, and that's very important to understand.
There'll be people out there thinking, how can you be addicted to food? That's ridiculous.
Well, I don't think so at all. I mean, you know, when you think people are addicted to alcohol, and we say to an alcoholic, right, you've got to not have another drink again, and then people are addicted to food, and we say, eat everything in moderation.
Yeah.
You know, we don't say to the alcoholic, oh, just have a glass of wine. Now, think about it. You're not addicted to alcohol as a concept. You're addicted to the ingredients in alcohol. And the ingredients in alcohol are things like wheat, hops, barley, sugars, grains, you know, exactly the kinds of things that are in cereals, biscuits, cakes, confectionery. And we're addicted to the same substances. And I don't think we can eat things to which we're addicted in moderation. It just can't be done.
Is there a specific reason why some people have food addictions and some don't? I mean, there's always, you know, there are people out there who'll say, oh, it's all psychological. But do you think it's just in some people's natures, in their genes, that they are like that?
Oh, I think there are more addictive personalities than others. I mean,
right.
You look at somebody like Kerry Katona, and you just think, you know, the poor person, anything that you can sort of overdo, she seems to be able to overdo it. But I actually think overeating is a lot more physical than we give it credit for. You know, two-thirds of the UK are overweight. I don't think that two-thirds of the UK need to see a psychologist.
Mm.
I have found in about 20 years of researching obesity and why we overeat, three very common medical conditions that cause incredible food cravings.
And they are?
And they are candida, food intolerance, and hyperglycemia. Candida is a parasite that lives inside all of us, and it can so easily get out of control. And it's estimated to be out of control in about 60 to 80% of the population. So if you've got dandruff or athlete's foot or bloating or yeast infections, chances are you've got candida. And if you've got candida, you will crave yeasty foods, bready foods, cakes, biscuits, sugary foods, even vinegary foods. And the cravings know no bounds. You know, they are literally as addictive as any drug addiction that other people will suffer. And you can overcome them so easily. You can get candida under control quite easily, but not by feeding it the products that you're craving, but by stopping eating those particular products.
So you're stopping eating carbs, bread,
you
cookies?
Carbs. Yeah, you don't stop eating all carbs. And phase one of the diet is the perfect diet to overcome candida, food intolerance, and hyperglycemia, and you go back to meat, fish, eggs, vegetables, salads, natural live yogurt, and brown rice. So even in those first 5 days, you can be having a big veggie curry with brown rice, salad and meatballs with eggs and tuna. You know, you can eat really, really well, but you're not eating any white flour, any white sugar, pickled foods, vinegary foods.
Okay, Zoe, now in an ideal world, this all sounds fantastic, and you've beaten it yourself.
Yes.
But you know, the whole point about this is what we're talking about is it's eating that's out of control, it's cravings.
Yes.
So just from going and eating all of those things to stopping overnight, that's going to be extraordinarily hard, presumably.
It is. I mean, the first 5 days, phase one was deliberately designed to be only 5 days long because it's got to be short enough to have a real impact and also short enough for people to be able to stick to it. And those 5 days passed. You know, I say in the book, I'm really open with people, you know, get ready for a pretty tough 5 days. The cravings are going to come out.
Agnes. You can hear what Zoe went through at the height of her food addictions. And you can find out how you can check the diet is the healthiest one for you. More with nutritionist Zoe Harkham next after Esplanade. Back home from town, a freshie.
All out of love. BBC Radio Tropics. You're going to catch up with John in around about 20 minutes' time, find out what's on his show. There's a new biography of Warren Beatty out, which claims the actor-director has, how can I put this politely, has spent time, in that sense of the word, with around about 12,775 women, give or take the odd one or two. 12,775, which on average works out it's about one a day for 35 years. It's outrageous. Now, if you are struggling with food cravings, addictions, then Zoe Harkham hopefully can help. And you heard me talking to her. She started writing and researching nutrition after spending many years suffering from anorexia and bulimia herself. And I asked her what her eating habits were like when she was going through those really hard times.
It was the good days and the bad days. You know, and again, people will understand what I'm saying when I just use those words. You know, a good day, I'd say, oh, I'm going to have four apples, and try and live on black coffee for the rest of the day. And of course, that immediately sets you up for a bad day because the next morning you wake up absolutely starving. Blood sugar on the floor, you have one croissant and it leads to another and then another, and then you have a bowl of cereal, and I could eat six bags of crisps, a box of Quality Street, a whole Viennetta. I think I totted up once, 7,000 calories in one sitting.
Were you massively overweight then?
No, the largest I actually got to, I'm only 5'2", so I got to around 10 stone, which, for me was just loathsome. I would wake up in the morning and just hated the body that I was in. And it doesn't necessarily matter how much you're carrying. It's how you feel about the weight that you're carrying. Posh Spice probably wouldn't be happy at a normal BMI.
Right.
People are not happy if they're carrying, even half a stone more than they know, feels good for them. But whether you're 3 stone overweight or 5 stone overweight, you are not going to enjoy waking up in the morning in the body that you're in. It just won't feel right.
So how easy was it for you to break all these bad patterns of eating and the cravings and everything else like that?
For me personally, it was a pretty long journey, actually, because I discovered one of the conditions and then thought I had it kicked, and then the other two sort of flared up. I didn't even know about them at the time. It literally was a journey of personal discovery, and I found, when I found out about food intolerance, I was eating a lot more fruit, and suddenly I was craving grapes and dates. And, the hyperglycemia had become more of a problem. So I like to think I've saved people a lot of time. I had a lovely email from someone that said, where were you when I was 20 and overweight? And I was sort of, I was where you were, I was 20 and overweight. I wish somebody had discovered this for me 20 years ago. And then I wouldn't have had to go through so much of it, but it was horrible. I feel I lost many years of my life being addicted to food and obsessed with food and not going out because I didn't feel, slim and attractive, and then eating all evening because I felt miserable. I mean, we do some mad, mad things.
Yeah.
And there is a way out.
How do you know what you've got here? How do you find out whether you've got any of the three medical conditions?
Yeah, good question. I mean, the book talks you through some of the questionnaires. You'd be able to do surfing on the website. If you put in those three things, all the questionnaires are there in the book, and you've got little points to tick and see just how big a problem it is. It's lovely when I sort of see on the internet and in chat rooms people I will never meet, never know, and mums are on having conversations with each other saying, I've got this candida thing and this has cleared up, and I've discovered I'm wheat intolerant and it's so much better since I'm not having wheat anymore. And people are talking about these now as quite commonplace things that they've discovered that have made a real difference to them.
There'll be people listening who are saying, oh, I've tried everything. I've done every diet. I've done the food diet, the cabbage diet, yes. This diet, that diet. Not another diet.
Yes.
Who's going to say, how are we to know that this one's going to work? That's okay. What they'll be saying.
What is so different about this one? 99% of diets are trying to get you to eat less. And the minute you eat less, your body will tell you to eat more. And it tells most people to eat more at about 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. We're all really familiar with the symptoms. Shaky hands, irritability, can't concentrate, must have a muffin as soon as the sandwich trolley comes round. No diet that makes you hungry is going to work, and obesity journals, we have evidence for that from the last 100 years. So this diet is different. It will not make you eat less. It will not make you hungry. It's actually trying to do the exact opposite. It's trying to take away your hunger, take away your cravings. You eat better than you've ever done before. You probably eat more than you've ever done before. But because you're not eating empty calories with no nutrients, it's not going to be bad for your weight.
Right. And at this point now, you say you've been sort of, you know, free from your food addictions for 10 years. Is there ever a moment where you might weaken or you think, oh, forget it, I'm just going to do it today? Or do you worry and think, that's the slippery slope back to where I was?
No, I mean, that is so interesting, because I blog quite regularly, and I'm just about to do a blog on my experiences over Christmas. I use myself as a guinea pig quite a lot. And I've been eating more normal chocolates over Christmas. I always have this, you know, 85-90% cocoa bar most days. But people know I like chocolate, so I've been getting, you know, boxes of chocolates. And the main ingredient, of course, is sugar and not cocoa.
Right.
And they arrived before Christmas, so I started them before Christmas. And I noticed after about 10 to 14 days of having more sugary chocolate on a quite regular basis, suddenly I woke up one morning and it's like, I want some sugary chocolate. And I actually noticed the start of the craving for sugar and, you know, lower quality chocolate again. So I just nipped it in the bud straight away. It's like, today I'm not having any sugary chocolate. You know, hubby can eat more, get the friends around, eat them up, get them out of the house, and get back to having only the really high cocoa content chocolate, because I never want to crave food again.
It's a fascinating subject and one we could talk about for hours. But if you would like to read Zoe's books, it's The Harkham Diet. It's written by Zoe Harkham. It's out now and it's in paperback. Thank you very much for joining me, Zoe.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
BBC Radio Shropshire.
All men listening right now will know it disappears from your head, but it's